Welcome to Voice Power, the podcast all about bringing the power of voice for your business or personal needs. You will hear how voice increases your positivity and creates amazing opportunities. Your host, Earl Thomas, The Voice, will share his vast experience on today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, subscribing, and writing a review wherever you receive your podcast.
My very special guest is a heart-centered human performance leadership coach. Carol Metz-Murray, a motivational speaker, author, and a people possibility alchemist consultant. An alchemist is defined as transforming or creating something through a seemingly magical process. Carol transforms people through her process of love, experience, and wisdom. They move on to live deeper, fuller lives who touch the hearts of many. Carol's leadership and motivational skills have touched many for more than 30 years, leading organizations in government, business, and nonprofits with a focus on serving women, men, and communities. Living the principles, tools, and systems learned on her soul leadership journey through trauma, acute stress, and burnout to authenticity, vulnerability, and her God-given gifts. She is a mesmerizing communicator that walks her talk and began her public speaking career at age 11. Her gifts of radical presence and listening build breakthroughs for her clients. She is an international speaker focused on naked leadership, the power of courage, and of decisive action. Carol has collaborated with Les Brown, Eric Lofholm, and John Assaraf in her authorship of books. Carol collaborates with women and men to stand up, speak up, and step into the possibilities of a self-image adjustment to unleash their leader within. Carol states, to be a leader of leaders, you are called to be different from the masses. You can't be ordinary, not even close. You need to be a naked leader. This is extraordinary. What is naked leadership? It's leading you before leading others. It's being uncomfortable in challenging times and vulnerable in times of uncertainty. It's recognizing stressful situations and turning them into challenges rather than threats. We will find out more as Carol and I discuss this with openness here at Voice Power. It is with great pleasure and anticipation I welcome Carol Metz-Murray to Voice Power. Welcome, Carol. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Earl. Thank you for having me.
Glad you could join us. Now, at Voice Power, we've come to know that our voice and life encourages others in their journey. For over 30 years, your leadership, through a variety of experiences, public speaking, the Matrix Mastermind, one-on-one coaching, active listening, evolve as a leader, the Naked Leadership Institute, and much, much more, have effectively helped your clients and their clients as they put into practice in their day-to-day life. Carol, I'm looking forward to hearing how your effective leadership developed over the years. I'm intrigued how your public speaking career began at 11 years old. At that time, did you know you would become an effective public speaker?
Thinking back, Earl? No, I didn't. At that time, I knew that at age 11, the work in preparing for public speaking, the research and the practice, felt really, it was like it was astronomical. There was a lot of work involved and memorizing and all of that. Did I really think that I would be public speaking? No, because for me, you know, as an 11-year-old, it was just part of growth and learning. You know, it was part of 4-H that I think is still in play, a 4-H program. And I grew up on a farm, so it was just part and parcel of my growing up and learning.
Well, you were involved in 4-H. I didn't realize that. How many years are you in it, and did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. Oh gosh, I was probably in 4-H for 5 years. And I mean, it gave you the opportunity to learn a variety of different skills, whether it was sewing, public speaking, raising animals and showing animals at fairs. So it was all of those things. And then there were some other programs too that I never participated in, but it was a great learning experience.
Well, growing up on a farm was a great learning experience, and 4-H was a part of that. What was your next step in your speaking career journey?
Well, the next steps was I found myself, as I went through school, often being asked to stand up and speak on behalf of a class. The finger was pointed at me, and it was, Carol, well, you will stand up and speak for the class, you know, speak for this group. And so that was what I did, Earl. I just did it. No questions asked. I wasn't nervous or anything at that time. It was, you just do it.
So you did it so often that it became a part of who you are. So I would think that nervousness before you're speaking would be less and less as compared to somebody who is just starting on their speaking journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that is the case. But I will tell you that it doesn't matter from my perspective whether you speak 10 times, whether you speak 100 times, whether you speak 1,000 times, little bit of nervousness, always that little bit of nervousness. And Earl, when that no longer shows up, then really, truly, perhaps it's time to sit down and not speak, because it's good to have that little bit of nervousness, to be on your toes, to be aware, because you are sharing with others and what you're sharing is important. So yes, be on your toes.
Yes, it's that creative energy. But I imagine that nervousness would not be as much as the first time when you were really nervous. I mean, you love public speaking, obviously. You can't wait to get up there to share your message. Now, how did your training at the University of Manitoba and Winnipeg prepare you for helping your clients today?
Well, that training was in the world of service. So really, it helped me in the roles that I had at that time, which was service to others and service to the public, which is all about communication, which is all about hearing others, really listening to what it is that they are saying, to be a coach, because it is so important that we not only speak, but that we listen. And listening, Earl, is more than just hearing your words. It's really, it's really all of that. Way back then, at going to both universities, and given the work that I've done, the career I've had, it has helped me to be a better and more effective communicator. Now.
And yes, you've really prepared for what you are doing today, because I want to ask you now, what is Master Coach University and what are your most significant takeaways, including the Moment Institute?
With the Master University, it focused on teaching accountability, and it focused also on the DISC. And the DISC is an assessment tool, a personality assessment tool. And the other point of Master University was that it taught coaching through a strategic lens. And that model was really very business focused. And that's good to have, absolutely good to have, to be accountable, first of all, to ourselves and then to others. And it's good to know how to put strategies in place. My journey then in coaching and moving on to the Moment Institute, the teaching there was completely different, Earl, from the perspective that really it was taking my skills of, say, listening to the place of radically listening. It took my skills for coaching to that place of expanding what I will refer to as the bowl of holding space, creating that space for someone that I am working with. And the Moment Institute also really focused on what is the environment that you are creating with a client, and looking at the client, meeting the client where the client is at. Because as a coach, it's not my process and journey, it's your journey. And I am there to partner with you. So really the Moment Institute with the client looks at the situation and really through very deep questioning gets the client to look at the problem that the client is facing and then work with the client on finding solutions. So it's a different way of working with people, and both ways work, and you can combine both ways.
The Naked Leadership Institute, how did you choose the name and why did you start it?
I started the Naked Leadership Institute in the fall of 2022. That name comes from my life journey as a leader and the discovery that really and truly, each and every one of us, you Earl, as well as me and all the listeners, everyone is a leader. And it is so critically important that we understand who we are in leading ourselves so that we can lead others. And what do I mean by that? Getting to the crux of the matter, it's finding out who you authentically, vulnerably, really are. And when you lead from your inner self, then go out and be a leader of leaders. Go out and be a doctor. Go out and be a mom and be a dad. But lead yourself first. And to me, that is so critical in the world of today, in the world of leadership. So that's how that came about. And my journey of leadership, Earl, began when I was five.
Oh.
When my dad, who was a grade eight dropout, said to me, Carol, you need to learn how to be a farmpreneur. So you come with me. I grew up on a farm. And yes, I learned from my dad how to be that leader. And I just grew as far as leadership opportunities. That's where I spent all of my life, was in leadership positions. But Earl, I also discovered that I had a breakdown. I burnt myself out mentally and emotionally, and I needed to regroup. At that point, and I made a decision that I needed to find out who I was. And that really was the beginning of Naked Leadership. And Naked Leadership for me continues each and every day, because there's always more to find out about what's going on inside of me, you know, for that body, mind, heart, soul connection.
Now, as far as the Naked Leadership Institute, there are 10 statements on LinkedIn. How did you develop them and what value do you give them?
I developed those 10 statements on my LinkedIn profile through my own experiences. Actually looking up at who I am, who everyone is. We all have voice, and it's critically important that we use our voice. So it's about stepping up and speaking up. It's also, for me, as my journey progressed, was learning to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. And so often, it was also, you know, as I looked at my journey and also looked at clients' journeys, those 8 points really stood out. They're important from my perspective. You really dig into knowing who you are.
One of them is it's speaking out when it isn't the most popular message. How did you develop that one? And what was your experience of speaking out when it's not a popular message?
Well, sometimes, Earl, as a leader, you have to make a decision that may not be popular. Really, as a leader, like to be inclusive in making decisions for a team. Sometimes, though, you have to stand up and make a decision that isn't popular. And that's what I mean by that, is have the courage to stand up and say, we've looked at this. However, this is what is required, and this is the path that we're going to have to follow to complete this project. But, you know, and I also learned you can do that, and you do it from a place of love and kindness and go from that.
We're not going to do all 10 of them, but I'll just take this one here. It's recognizing stressful situations and turning them into challenges rather than threats. How did you discover that one?
Well, I recall a situation that I had as working as a leader in local government, had a resident come into a meeting, into a council meeting, and that individual was incredibly upset. Incredibly upset. In fact, so upset that they picked up a chair and they were going to throw it at the elected officials. The elected officials all sat there in horror, not really knowing what to do. Then one of them turned to me and said, Carol, handle this, which was very interesting. So what I did was I stood up, left the seat where I was, the desk and seat where I was sitting, and I walked over to where the individual was. They were still holding the chair up, and they were just so incredibly upset. And I began to talk to them. I didn't raise my voice, and I just kept looking at them, and I looked at them in their eye as long as they would hold eye contact with me. And I kept talking about just talking, and really also talking in a soothing voice. And eventually, chair came down. And when the chair came down, what I did was I then asked the individual if they would come outside with me, speak to me about what it was that they were so upset about. And we went outside, and the individual let me know what they were upset about. And I certainly heard what they had to say. And what I said I would do is I would take that back to the elected officials. This individual would hear back from me. So in essence, I turned from my perspective, an absolute challenge into something that turned out to be successful. But the individual had felt that he wasn't heard. You know, nobody was listening to him. So it was a matter of putting my feelings aside, and really, truly paying attention to him and what he was saying.
It's obvious, you know, your experience helps you in those kind of situations. And what you've written, these principles in the Naked Leadership Institute, you've lived them. You've really lived them. And there's a great depth to your life and teaching. And my listeners will be able to contact you. They will see that in the show notes. Tell us the great impact of gratitude to your life.
That is a really great question, Earl. The impact of gratitude on my life is, here I am speaking with you, Earl. I'm in gratitude for having this opportunity, but I'm also in gratitude for making it to this point. So what I mean by that is with all the experiences I've had in my life, as challenging as some of them have been, the lessons that I've learned and the growth that I've gotten as a result of all of them, I'm in deep gratitude for that. Has it been an easy path? No, but that's life. And life is full of challenges. But really and truly, it's, you know, when I realized that there is a silver lining in every situation, you may not see it right away, but it's there. And I'm so thankful for that. Just, yeah. Because if I wasn't, I probably wouldn't be here speaking with you right now.
Well, I'm grateful for how you spoke at Just Pros a year ago, last December. And you gave us directions like taking a flight, and part of it was gratitude. You gave us a book. We wrote down 30 things that we were grateful for, 30 people, and circled three of the top. And then we went around the room, and then the book was ours and the pen. And I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, sometimes it's more than three. I usually do a triple gratitude. Sometimes it's less, very rarely. And oftentimes it's more. I'm grateful for gratitude, just being able to see, you know, why, you know, and just being, it takes the steam out of the situation sometimes, or it's just great. There's things to be grateful for. You'll be going on my gratitude list tonight.
Thank you. I was just going to say, Earl, the other part with gratitude is that it really strengthens our courage muscle, and it also is just our heart. Our heart really thanks us when we are in gratitude. Yes.
Yep. It creates more positivity. I understand that. Now, do you have an offer for my listeners?
Yes, Earl, I do have an offer, and that offer is a 30-minute laser power call. It's free, and it is all about assessing your desire to up-level your communication skills to be a better leader.
Obviously, have great experience. I said over 30 years, and it's amazing how when we have a good conversation, the time just, it seems to stand still, but we're getting close to the end. And I'm wondering, do you have any final thoughts?
Yes, I do. So my final thoughts on leadership, which can be incredibly frightening for people, is take the step, take the plunge, and really, really step into leading yourself. And why do I say that? Because I worked with someone who wanted to build a business, and they were so incredibly scared. They had their plans all laid out. They'd done all of this work, but they didn't believe in themselves. They really did not believe in themselves. So we worked together. It was their journey. And yes, there were some things in their life that they needed to look at and shift and move themselves forward. You know, part of that too was how they communicated with themselves. And they began to build their confidence and their belief in themselves. And in 6 months, they had launched not one, but two businesses. And they were so, so excited, Earl. When they gave me a testimonial, they said, "Carol, thank you so much for believing in me. You are the first person who never, ever said, 'That's a really dumb, stupid idea. What do you think you're doing? Just go get a job.' They said, you believed in the ideas and the dreams that I had, and more importantly, you believed in me, and rightly so, because it's your journey. I'm here as the guide and partner, but it's your journey. So I am just excited is for people to really step into that journey of self-leadership. Yep, could be scary, but so the results outweigh the fear.
Well, I'm grateful for those final thoughts, and we've had a wonderful time talking about leadership. It's coming to an end now, and thank you for joining me here, Carol, at Voice Power, and I wish you a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for tuning into Voice Power and subscribing and writing a review wherever you receive your podcast. Voice Power is the podcast that keeps you informed on how voiceovers improve your business and personal life. Earl Thomas, The Voice, thanks you for joining him today. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we look forward to you joining us next time.